The God Spot, How Every Worldview Names What Is Ultimate. In this topic, we are learning how to map what we call the God Spot. The God Spot is not a physical place in the brain. It is a ministry way of asking, what does this person or worldview treat as ultimate? What is finally dependable? What explains everything else? What has the highest authority? What must not be questioned? Some people answer that question with God. Others answer with gods, Brahman, karma, enlightenment, nature, matter, science, personal freedom, family honor, success, the universe, or the self. Every person has some kind of altar. Not everyone calls it religion. Not everyone uses spiritual language. But every person lives as if something is most real, most valuable, most trustworthy, or most necessary. This matters for ministry because Christian leaders often meet people at moments when their altar is exposed. A bride and groom may discover deep differences while planning a wedding ceremony. A grieving family may reveal their hope when they talk about death. A coaching client may speak about manifesting, energy, or becoming my highest self. A college student may say, I believe in science, not religion. Our first task is not to attack. Our first task is to listen. A wise Christian leader asks, what is being treated as ultimate here? That question helps us avoid shallow labels. A person may say, I am not religious, but still live with deep trust in progress, personal authenticity, scientific materialism, political identity, romance, achievement, or control. The divine, non-divine map helps us notice the difference between the creator and creation. Christianity teaches that God is not one more thing inside the universe. God is the creator of heaven and earth. Everything else is created, dependent, and limited. Romans 1 teaches that human beings can exchange the glory of the incorruptible God for created things. That exchange is not only ancient. It happens today whenever something created is treated as ultimate. In ministry, this gives us both clarity and compassion. We do not reduce a person to their false altar. We honor them as an image bearer. But we also understand that misplaced ultimate trust can shape fear, grief, identity, choices, and hope. A helpful question might be, when life feels uncertain, what do you find yourself trusting most? Or, what gives you the deepest sense that your life matters? Or, when you think about death, what hope do you lean on? The God Spot is where ministry conversations often become real. Our goal is not to win a debate. Our goal is to listen deeply, discern the altar, and when invited, point toward the living God revealed in Jesus Christ.